Save big on your Thanksgiving feast, all in the Kroger app.
Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Then get a juicy frozen grade A Kroger turkey for 49 cents a pound, limit one with a $25 additional purchase with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, "Happy Friday!" Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
Hey everybody, welcome to Three Fat Truckers. We're your hosts. I'm Bill.
And this is Dave, back.
This is Malia, late.
This is Steve. Thanks for stopping by. Enjoy the show.
Truth be told, you weren't.
Steve on time.
Well, yeah, you were 5 minutes late. Truth be told, my other shows, those guys show up whenever the hell they want. They love driving me nuts with that.
Well, Malia, just so you know, we're doing this. This is the 10th, not the 9th, so.
What? Okay, so everybody doesn't know, Bill put the 10th for the live
stream. Yeah, I screwed up
today.
The live stream date, but then
I was ready to go back to doing whatever I was doing since nobody was here at 7:30.
Yeah, so
must be tomorrow.
It's not likely. In fact, there is nobody in the stream right now watching. But then again, it is Saturday night.
Hey, anyway, I see Dave and Steve in here.
Yeah, Dave and Steve, those guys are always here. They're diehards.
I think they're a couple stalkers or something.
That's fine. We need our stalkers. Episode 76, released on November 10th, 2024. Show notes will be linked in the description. This is our special post-election episode 2024. And man, have we got a lot to say about it? Well, the world has a lot to say about it, and we're just going to don't shoot the messenger.
World's still picking up their asses.
Yeah. Dave, put your hand in front of your camera for about 2 seconds and then take it away. Now go away.
That's the way he always looks, Bill. Yeah.
Maybe it's better. Maybe we're just drunk.
You're blurry.
Wow, I need to put my glasses on. Oh, my.
That's what I was thinking.
What the hell happened there?
I don't know.
Yeah,
there it goes.
You're riding too fast. You're still on your quad. See, can't see you.
Before we get too far into here, how was your birthday, big boy? How was your trip?
Well, let me put it this way: five guys, no itinerary.
Five guys.
Burgers.
Burgers and fries.
Yeah, five guys, no itinerary. The two old guys that do all the leading said, "F it," and let the young boys lead the pack. And that was a little mistake because
did you keep up?
That was the workout.
Hold on. First off, was Mike with you?
No.
Because the last story from the four wheel of an adventure with Mike, he got hurt. And it
just
was
a broken rib.
I'm so sore. I can't move. I'm dying.
Oh, it was something.
He rolled down the hill, you know.
Was no video evidence. That's what made me mad.
No, I didn't even. See, four-wheelers, it's like a dirt bike. If you're going, you got to kind of stand up and lean with the ground and stuff, mm-hmm. not just sit down and say, oh, I can just ride it down and drop the front tire off and cartwheel down the hill we went. But we had five guys. We went, no itinerary. We took a lot of beer. We had a great cabin. We had a great steak dinner. We rode all day Saturday, stopped and had a wonderful lunch.
Didn't even stop and say hi on the way back, did you?
No, we got up Saturday morning and went riding, or Sunday morning, went riding again till about noon and finally packed up and came home, got home at 5 o'clock. So perfect trip. I mean, the leaves were perfect. The weather was perfect.
Steve go?
Steve really? And me and Bill and Tanner and Logan all went and we had a ball. It was just, absolutely great. I mean, I could not ask for a better. We went and got a steak dinner at Steakhouse in town, in the town of Logan, and walked in there, and we were sitting at the bar. And before I got to the bar, there was a party going on, some lady having a birthday. And I stopped and said, "Hope you brought cake for everybody." And she goes, "Nope, just for the birthday girl." And I said, "Well, I'm the birthday guy." So she sliced me off a big old cake. I sit down at the bar, and the guys go, "How the hell did you get a piece of cake? We ain't even ordered a beer yet."
I bet that went great together.
It was lemon cake. It was wonderful.
You know how it is, Bill, when you go in a restaurant with date.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah. We've done it numerous times.
Yeah.
And the worst part about it, and this always happens, is he'll start bullshitting with the waitress, and he gets them fucking distracted, and then they fuck up our order.
And then they have to leave time. And come back 20 minutes later because they backed up people, other people they've got to wait on.
Or I always grab the waitress and pull her over, and I say, "Okay, sweetheart, I tip really good no matter what he says.
Yeah.
Don't listen to him.
Don't and
you, you're going to bring him what I tell you to bring him."
Well, that was funny because Bill says, "I'm picking up dinner tonight for it's your birthday." So everybody handed me a 20, and I was going to give to the bartender for the tip. Well, she had a box of cupcakes behind the bar there, too. And I said,
"Did you buy the cupcakes?"
I said, "There ain't cupcakes in there." She goes, "Yeah." And I held the money up. I said, "Can I buy one?" She didn't know that was her tip money. And she goes, "You don't have to buy one." She handed me one and gave it to me. And I go, "Oh, good. Just keep it for your tip then." It was like $80.
All right. Well,
wonderful time. Wonderful time.
Good.
Matter of fact, this is the first annual. We're going to go first week of February.
The first
annual. It's getting to the second annual is the problem.
Yep. Second annual, we'll see. But speaking of second and third annual, we got a Bill's Steakhouse coming up here. And
That's our end Black of the Friday month. Dinner. And it's actually going to be on Black Friday this year, which is
up there in Michigan.
Yeah. So.
Well, yeah, we're gonna tell you
are you going to make reservations?
You don't need to.
I'll tell you what.
It's there on Black Friday.
It's on. What time do you guys go up? What time do you eat up here?
4 6? O'clock. We're going to get there open 4.
Right at 4
I'd have
o'clock.
To take off that Friday and drive all the way up here.
It's worth it.
I'll buy you
Oh, you've been there. You've been there.
He knows.
I've been there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like what, 4 years ago, 3 or 4 years ago.
Well, if I did go, I'd get $20 off because your sister-in-law still owes me $20.
That's true. You would. Yeah. They'll be there too. So.
We bet on the Ohio State games. I haven't bet her nothing this year yet. See, I ain't talked to her.
That's a lot of fun, though. I'm looking
forward to it. So you can run up north and grab a case and bring her down and have dinner with us, Malia.
Oh, yeah. It's in Michigan.
Yeah. It's in Bronson.
Oh, Michigan. Yeah. She can go then. Yeah.
Yep. So. Mm-hmm.
Austin.
Nice.
Well, you know what, guys? We've only got so much time. Why don't we get into it? Election 2024.
Get your glasses on, Granny.
There's two kinds of people in this election.
Oh, right, you guys going to make me read all this?
Oh, hell yeah. The last one always has to read. I mean, yeah.
I'm not the last one. I was a mail-in vote.
So in case you were in case you were under a rock, and even if you were under a rock, you probably still know that Trump.
There's no hanging chads this year.
Donald Trump won the election, and he won it full stop, fair and square. No, there are no debates this time around.
No recounts.
Won the popular vote as well
most
as the electoral
just
vote.
Crazy.
And there's a lot of questions. There's a lot of pointing fingers.
Dave summed it all up in one text. When he says you cannot F with our money.
Well, yeah, I mean,
that's what it comes down to.
And you can't. So, okay. One of my favorite mistakes the Democrats made this year was patronizing the women that they were trying to get the votes out of. They put this fucking ad out on TV saying that, you know, your vote, you don't have to tell anybody your vote. And they got this stupid thing where a guy and a girl goes in there and he's dressed in all, you know,
in his Trump,
paraphernalia. And did you vote for the right guy?
I sure did.
And then they sat there and called men misogynists.
Yeah.
They're rapists. Whatever, and then they go,
"You're saying
how come
two
you
things.
Voting for us?"
You're saying two things with that ad. You're saying that all men that voted for Trump or support Trump are wife beaters, and mm-hmm. all of the women are diminutive.
Boo!
All the women are diminutive, battered wallflowers. You know, that's what you're saying with these messages. And what a surprise when you don't get the result that you were shooting for.
Well, I was so surprised that they ended up picking her out of the pool. I mean,
Joe Biden
pool was. But I mean, I would have thought Michelle Obama, if there was wanting,
she didn't want it. She don't want to.
But I'm saying, I think she would have had a better chance than Harris.
They'd have done better if they'd have run a primary when Joe was dropping out. But they forced Joe out.
Their whole party has abandoned the working class.
Yep.
Yeah.
And there's no. Look, I'm not a huge. I'm going to come out and say it. I never was a huge supporter of Trump because I've never cared much for his style of leadership. I'm not going to get into it anymore beyond that. But I'm not one of those not my president kind of people. You know, I'm an old soldier, so he's my commander in chief. I'm going to get behind him. I'm going to support him because he is my president. But at the same time, I recognize that we've come to a place where, you know, the Democrats, I don't know. I think if they don't come out with somebody in the next election that has a serious idea of the state of life or the way of life of normal people in this country,
you mean woke? It didn't work. That,
you know,
well, for one, you got to park the killing baby bus. You got to park that bus.
They push.
Why have the killing baby bus at all the rallies? I don't understand that.
I would imagine they see now that regular Americans are just completely fed up.
Real women don't vote for killing babies. That's what
you
they
can.
Found
you
out.
Can roll right down in here in the show notes and see what everybody did from men to women to white men, white women, black men, black women. You can see where they voted. Latina men, same thing with women. And then they even break it down into age groups, men 18 to 29.
I got a question women. For you. All yep. that information you have right there.
Yep.
How did they get that? Are they taking
them same polls
taking
that
exit
were wrong
polls
at the
after people have voted?
No, these are not exit polls.
Because
these are
they
actual.
Can't get that. You can't get the actual because it's all anonymous. So they're not going to sit in there and watch somebody put their polling ticket in and say, "Oh, this is a white guy. He's voting this age group, and he's voting for him." They don't have that information.
Not
they're
for
either
real,
taking
no.
an exit. No,
I don't,
they're either
I don't
taking
know
an exit
how-
poll at the end. Or they're it's speculating polls. The whole thing. So it's all polls. Speculation. So everything you have there is just bullshit.
CBS, I don't know it's, how CBS does it. And
they don't. It's
they,
speculation. It's all speculation.
But it's interesting to talk about because, I mean,
oh, yeah. No, no.
It's not hard to imagine based
well,
on
well, Indiana, they know if you're white or not because you got to show a driver's license. So they know it's a male. they know my age group. They know
but they
what
don't
I
know
am.
Who you voted for. How I voted. It's anonymous.
I know, but they can look
you know?
At how the
so it's all speculation.
In. Right. Well, that's
I don't think always, you can compile that information into stuff like this.
Though. That's why yeah, I always yeah. said that you can't.
I mean,
tell
what
me
if,
that,
what,
you can't if it's actually anonymous, unless there's some way that they're able to track and tell.
But for fun, let's assume that this is all on the up and up.
Well, they got the eight. They even broke it down in incomes for yeah. what went each way and stuff. I mean, it's good information. And like I said, you can track this.
It's about the same way when they do the census for everything. And you're supposed to mail in a thing and with all your information. It's all anonymous.
No, some of them come to the door and talk to you. They yeah, don't do yeah. that as much now, but they used to do it a lot.
Yeah, back in the day.
In the old days.
They did it a lot in the penthouse. What was the name of that? That little magazine, Penthouse.
Dear
letters.
Penthouse.
Oh, dear. Penthouse form. Dear Penthouse.
Whenever I hear that, what I automatically think of is Bill Engvall talking, and he's like,
on Bob and Dom, yeah.
No, he goes, I've never ran into a whole group cheerleaders in a VW bus before. I'm like, okay, that's 1970-ish.
Well, yeah. All I know is
now they got Jeeps.
The pizza guys don't near smile as much as they ought to.
Oh yeah, you used to get free pizza given pizza. Mean,
one that you ordered extra mushroom.
Don't have any
and,
you money. Know, you were getting,
yeah. Extra mushroom.
One where you open the lid and there's the guy's wiener sticking
out. Malia's like really lost because she doesn't know what we're talking about.
And as usual,
let me think of a scenario for your age group. Hold on.
Malia, what happened to the popcorn in the Blue Theater?
So when you got your participation Blue Theater trophy.
Blue Cinema downtown?
Did you popcorn mop floors the there? In the bottom? There really ain't popcorn in there, but
you didn't want to be the guy mopping the floors.
Oh, that's God. True.
You know what I think would be fun? Take you
over. You're talking to somebody who owns a mop cleaning floors company.
Want to be fun?
No, you get you a squirt gun and you get you some Ivory dish soap and mix it with a little bit of water and put it in that squirt.
Oh, and sit behind somebody and squirt them.
Oh my.
Oh, sorry. Excuse me, bud.
Oh my God,
that one got away.
And then get up and leave.
It's hair gel. It's all it is. Hair gel.
Anyway, election.
I was going to say, isn't that a movie? Like,
yeah,
you guys got it.
Oh, yeah. So, and yeah, election. Let's get back on topic.
I'm jizzing on the guy in front of you. Yeah. About the same thing in the election.
About the same thing. Yeah, our election's about jizzed on everybody.
You come for the information, you leave with
a story.
Yeah. We're happy to help.
Well, we sell you the whole team, but you're only going to need the
watch
edge.
Did you watch that night? Did you guys watch?
Until about 11 o'clock, and I couldn't stay awake any longer.
As exactly. State,
my whole band.
As the map turned red.
I can't watch it without listening to their
Was it you, Dave,
shite?
That said you fell asleep one year and woke up the next day and shit, it changed?
Yeah. Well, that was how it was in 2020. I went to bed and Michigan was pink, and then I got up and it was dark blue. So
Steve hadn't seen this. I posted a couple things here. Everybody's saying, well, how come we're missing 20 million votes from 2020 and any other vote? But well, let's get through this first.
Well,
they said what's his name had 80 million the one year.
Yeah.
This graph down here, it looks like 2020's got 2016's votes and 2012's added to it.
Yeah.
Malia made the point. This is interesting because Malia's made the point a couple of times that Biden apparently got more votes than Obama. And if you look at this graph, that kind of reflects that information.
And Harris.
But then again,
and Hillary
if you
Clinton,
look at the Republican vote, it's also twice what the Republican vote was that same year.
Yeah, you go down, and it looks like 59 million, 69 million, 69 million, 69
million. Yeah, but
I've
never believed that Biden got more votes than Obama.
And then we're back to 66 million.
But look at this graph, though. I mean, both of them are twice. It's as if they let everybody vote on their phones or something that year.
They did. They sent everybody in the mail. It was during COVID.
You could just make a phone call and say, yeah, I want Biden or I want Trump.
I mean, even look at, I put California up there just because it amazed me. As blue as California is, if you go all the way to the bottom, look how much California turned red. Just amazing.
I mean, you can only tug at people's.
Well,
you can only take enough.
Because all the Mexicans want some jobs, Dave.
That's right. It's the economy, stupid. I don't care what anybody says. It's the economy.
Money.
Yeah. If you ain't got money in your pocket. You ain't happy. 4 years ago, you had money in your pocket. You paid $1.90. I seen this one, too, the other day. It said, hey, everybody, tonight, roll back your clocks. Truck one, roll your clocks back to your eggs. They're 59 cents and gas is $1.79.
Well, it's true, though. I miss those prices.
That's all we went down.
What gets me still, though, is diesel is what gasoline is made from. It's refined from diesel to make gas. So it should cost more to make gas than it does diesel. But when you're at the pump, diesel's a dollar more.
Aren't you glad you just bought a new diesel?
Right, yeah, I love it. $150 to fill that
whole
bitch
up.
I love it.
How's that diesel running?
Hey, I get 600 miles to a tank, Dave.
That's because it's a 50-gallon fucking tank.
45-gallon tank.
But the problem is you don't want to fill it up after half because it gets into the hundreds.
Oh, yeah. I told you it's $148.
I mean, mine will go up over 100 easy. So I can tell.
And I got to put def in it. Oh, shit.
Oh,
so much be deleted. It'll be deleted by next year. You watch. Away from that.
He's got government juice put in his truck. Look at the
email. That's right. That's piss, man.
Right here's government juice, boys.
No, definitely government juice.
Government juice.
That's what that is.
Government shit is probably the biggest stupid.
It's $4.70 a gallon at the Loves, and I'm like, oh my god,
what's that? Def?
Yeah, it's. Oh, it's stupid.
Crazy. I haven't bought any yet. I only got half a tank of Def right now. So
pour like water. Got to be able to do more with it than just
pour water and a little fertilizer from the hardware store. Mix it together. Pour it in. Same thing.
Piss in the damn tank.
Freezes up and fucks everything up in the truck.
Oh, Def. God, please do away with that bullshit. But then again,
so do we want to read these six or seven? Notes well, before on. The
we,
thing.
We didn't get to everybody really yet here. We asked you how your birthday was and we jumped right in because we're limited on time. But how was your week, Malia?
Oh, mine's been good.
How was yours, Bill?
Pretty good. Yeah.
And we'll be right back after these messages.
And cut.
Save big on your Thanksgiving feast. All in the Kroger app. Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Then get a juicy frozen grade A Kroger turkey for 49 cents a pound. Limit one with a $25 additional purchase with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
So silly.
And once again, I didn't put that.
Yeah, I'm waiting for my picture. YouTube sign.
I'm everybody sorry. YouTube.
I'm you're putting the flash head up, aren't
great.
You?
Oh, Lord.
I've been between Michigan and Fort Wayne this week.
How many times?
Too many.
Hey, give me some good weed, would you?
God, you know what? You could blindfold me and take me to Michigan, and I could tell you the minute we.
Oh yeah.
Well, actually, it's not quite as much like that as it used to be.
Well,
these people up there are smoking that shit.
In the 90s, dude, you knew when you hit Michigan.
In the 90s, the roads
were... definitely speed up once you get to Michigan. It's like all of a sudden you're like, rrr.
Well, you do.
Everyone goes much faster.
I can remember when it was 55 for semis.
I run 68, and that's all I can do.
Yeah, me too.
My truck's governor at 68 now.
Traffic definitely flies by you up there.
By the way, guys, the live shot is clear as the bell.
It's not blurry.
It is. No, everybody looks good. I see Malia putting chapstick on and repeat. And
you've actually got it playing using
I'm
your
internet.
I got it off to the on. I got it on another computer off to the side.
So it's on delay. It's like delayed.
Yeah, it's delayed.
It's got quite a terrible bit, delay. To
oh
it.
Wow, that's funny. I couldn't watch it.
I got a pause where we first started, and Dave's going.
Well, you put a cat on there, Steve. I didn't even see that. Snuck a cat in on me.
Okay. A little pussy never hurt nobody, Dave.
I don't know about that. It made me go broke more than once.
I was going to say, I spent a lot of money.
How about you, Malia? Any good college stories? Any good college stories?
No. I had
kids.
Oh,
God. About every gal. Well, one time at band camp. No.
Mm-mm.
There you
I
go,
had kids Steve. Early.
She's a straight
shooter. I had kids in high school. I was already bad before college.
Oh, God. I remember girls getting two girls. Hey, I remember.
I mean. Look at him. Okay, here we go. I can't get my daggone mouse to work.
Still ain't ordered a new mouse, huh?
Yes, I did. And it still ain't here.
Well, Amazon. Do we want to read this article, CBS News? You want me to read it, Malia, or you got it?
Yeah, you go ahead and get it, Mel.
All right. Well, we got an article here, CBS News by Graham Cates, Dateline, November 8th, 2024.
Sorry, Ashley.
The article.
She's apologizing, Ashley. Oh, this ain't CDL Life.
I know. Sorry, Ashley.
I want CDL Life doesn't give a shit. I want CBS News.
But this article is titled "Map Shows Trump's 2024 Election Victory Came as Voters Shifted Red Across the Country." I'll have these notes in the on the website, linked in the description.
And when you get in the show notes, you'll see dates down there. You can actually click on to other dates. It'll bring up.
So yeah, there's links all over this too that you can click on to get more interesting information.
Yep.
But I'll read on. While the 2024 presidential election was among the closest in recent history, with President-elect Donald Trump ahead by about 3 percentage points over Vice President Kamala Harris, Trump's vote share grew in a diverse array of regions across the country and across different demographic groups. It's the first time in Trump's 3 campaigns for the White House that he's topped his opponent in the popular vote, and only the second time since 1988 that any Republican has done so. In 2016, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton won almost 66 million votes, which is 48%, compared to Trump's nearly 63 million, which comparatively was 46%. But Trump won the Electoral College in 2020. He lost both the Electoral College and popular vote to President Biden, who received about 81 million votes, which was 51% nationwide, compared to Trump's 74 million. Now, yeah, compare those numbers to earlier.
Any other election, the last five elections.
I mean, both.
There's something funny there.
Both.
It looks pretty close to me, Dave. That's a Stevie Wonder set.
Stevie Wonder. Gosh, it's like he was the only blind guy in the world.
That Ray Charles. Hell.
There you go. Trump's victory in 2024 was driven by improvements in support in a vast majority of countries nationwide. More than 9 in 10, according to data from countries where at least 95% of votes have been counted as of Friday. Trump's improvements crossed regions and included urban, suburban, and rural gains. Trump even fared better in most places where a majority of voters preferred Harris, like New Jersey, or across the Hudson River in his hometown of New York City. The Garden State, a longtime Democratic stronghold, swung markedly in Trump's favor. For instance, the latest data showed Trump with a slim 3% lead in suburban Passaic County, where he got just 41% of the vote in 2020. In New York City, where Trump grew up and spent most of his life before entering politics, he didn't just surpass his two previous results. His roughly 30% vote share topped every Republican candidate since Ronald Reagan 40 years ago.
The Gipper.
And they made fun of him for going to the Bronx and doing a rally.
Nearly 2,000 miles away, Maverick County, Texas, a majority Latino border county that Biden carried easily in 2020, swung even more, about 28 points. Trump in 2024 outperformed Biden's 2020 showing, and Harris fared worse than Trump did in 2020.
That's because Trump was going to give them Mexicans a job building a wall.
Or a ride home.
Free.
That's so bad.
We're going to get a ride home. Oh.
Well, some are going to get a ride home.
Well, it's funny.
Not Mexicans necessarily.
It's funny on the news. Iran and China's already called, hey, I think we can work together. We'd really like to sit down and talk, you know. And Russia says, yeah, we can do a meeting here. There's
like, you know,
who was it talking about instead of building a wall, building a highway that goes straight from Mexico to Canada? Who was talking about that?
That would be 1940. They started that. 30. Yeah.
with like no exits. You can't get off. Mm-hmm. You just drive.
Yeah.
Just rest areas.
No getting gas. No nothing.
No gas stations. Yeah. Just be.
Just built in like the one on the way to in Ohio where you feel like you can't get out and get anywhere.
Yeah. You got to drive the service plaza.
The turnpike. Yeah.
Yep. So
those I don't mind long as, well, Pennsylvania is the one that's bad about it.
That's the oldest one too.
First. You got to go if you're going north or south, east or west. There's only one service plaza for both sides, so you got to go up, curl around, and
there are a few of those.
About to get lost trying to get to the gas station.
Anyway, the article goes on how U.S. presidential votes shifted from 2020 to 2024, and there's some illustration to go along with this part. When you look, you'll notice darker shades of red on the map indicate counties where the vote margin shifted significantly toward the Republican candidate, while darker blues represent counties with a strong shift toward the Democrat candidate. You can click over in any one of the counties to see more information. I'm hoping that works when I get it on the website, because it is actually pretty interesting.
It works on here.
CBS News exit polls from the last two elections show Trump gaining among both men and women this year. In 2020, Trump won men by a hair 49% to 48%. But in 2024, his campaign efforts to woo men appear to have paid off. His support for men grew to 55%. In 2020, Trump managed to win 43% of women voters. In 2024, despite Democrats' focus on women voters and abortion access, which boosted them in midterm election races.
We wonder
races.
Why.
We'll get to that. Trump still increases his numbers with women, notching up that figure two ticks to 45%. Trump made gains among core groups within the traditional Republican coalition, such as evangelical voters, but he also increased his support among groups Democrats have relied on, including young voters and Latino voters, such as those in Maverick County, and another form of Democratic stronghold, Florida's Miami-Dade, which Mr. Biden won in 2020 with 53%. This year, Trump carried the county with about 55% of the vote, becoming the first Republican to win there since 1988.
So that's 108% swing.
Yep. All them Cuban people done seen what I ain't gonna say. Go ahead.
Or 102% swing. Yeah.
Hey,
that cat got your tongue.
Yeah. No, I.
That cat that was posted.
I'm censoring myself. I know you guys find that hard to believe.
We do. We do.
What happened? You on do. The TV she ride?
Do. He do.
Well, no, Tommy, most of those people in Miami-Dade, since I've catered it and got to know most of them Cubans, already lived under a dictator once and seen what it was like and noticed after.
I'll tell you what.
After
I love going down there and getting Cuban food, Dave.
Oh, I know.
So they serve black beans with everything.
They do.
The coffee, dude.
And plantain.
Coffee.
It's good. And them sandwiches. Oh, get you a Cuban sandwich with the ham and bacon. Oh, they're just.
You knew we get the
but
food
then
somehow.
Again, but then again, okay. The food. We can always make it about food. We would go to the Republican National Convention talking about what the food was like.
Yeah, not I don't care about the colors.
We don't give a shit about what went on.
Where's the shrimp at? Yeah. Give me some short ribs, damn it.
But yeah, like I said, there is some charts that go along with this article that I think are very interesting in the way, well, Take it or leave it. Take it with a grain of salt, because the reality is polls have turned out to be just absolutely unreliable at
nailed
best
it, didn't we?
And absolute bullshit at worst. So, I mean, take it for what it is, you know, because it was interesting. But then again, when you look back on it, you know, it was pretty obvious. The mistakes that the Democrats made.
The government's been lying to us for years. I just watched a big thing on Roswell.
Well, I had Bill watch thing about World War II with why we're fighting Russia right now and what's going on with that. And it's been going on a long time. This is nothing new. But yeah. We're the war machine.
I heard something on the radio tonight. I ran into the store before I come back when we got on here, and there was somebody, they were talking about, there was a big stink already with Trump because he did a conference call with some other country, and Elon Musk was on with him
on the conference call. Yeah, I heard it this morning.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what he does. There's going to be a big stink with everything. Everything he does, just like the last
time. It's all business.
They're going to bitch and moan and complain. So, but it is what it is. But you know what, guys?
Sounds like a big happy family.
Bill's still looking at that calendar that says 9th and 10th, seeing how he got it fucked up.
Now I'm watching our stream statistics. Thinking maybe somebody.
Well, there's nobody watching because there's nobody commenting. There was anybody out there, just say hi.
I can actually see the number of people that are watching.
It's just us.
And it's zero.
That's because they're going to be here tomorrow at 8, Bill.
They're going to watch it on repeat tomorrow. It won't be live stream, but they'll be able to see it tomorrow at 8. So.
Well, if they
tomorrow's when we get all the dirty emails and calling us.
I gotta go to work tomorrow anyway, so it don't matter.
I feel like our audience will agree with the results for the most part.
Well, I talked to Mom earlier. She's already down in Houston for Monday delivery. Taking a restart.
I had to give up my Thursday one because I'm off Friday because I'm doing my celebration this weekend or Friday, and since I turned the big 6'5", I made my appointment to go down and see Social Security.
What'd your neighbor get you, Dave?
What?
What'd your neighbor get you?
Oh, I don't know. I haven't talked to her. She ain't called this week. Normally she calls every week.
Maybe she needs help in the shower.
Yeah, I'm too old for her now. She just wants you young guys.
She likes them young guys. Yeah. Hold my walker.
Bend her over, walker.
I was gonna say those things can hold a lot of weight.
Tennis balls get good traction, I'll tell you right now, Dave.
All they do, just make sure the wheels are locked. You can get some pretty good leverage on one of them bad boys, especially the ones that got the handlebars sticking out.
Geriatrics Anonymous.
That's right. We don't.
Well, like I was telling the boys last weekend, I said, you know, I don't mind riding with you 23 and 28-year-old boys, but you got to remember, I'm 65 years old. Kind of so take you, it a little easy.
You are 65 now.
I am 65 now, yep.
See, when I was growing up, guys your age, Dave.
Guys your
weren't
age.
Out riding four-wheelers.
Full of shit, Dave.
They were
sitting on the front porch.
Let me tell you, Sonny, back in my day,
they were sitting school.
We walked to school uphill both ways in the snow in Florida.
Yeah, Mom. Barefooted. My grandfather, I mean, he passed away at 66. And for 10 years prior to that, he sat in a rocking chair in the corner of the kitchen drinking Wild Irish Rose and spitting into a can. So I hope I don't have anybody.
The question, Bill, did he hit the can?
Every time. Well, he'd pick it up and spit into it.
Oh,
no.
And
did he have his clothes on, or was he like you, or do you get that from him? Like you have to.
Oh, here she goes. She's zinging him out. Anything
from anybody, and you loved it, and you know it. You need to stop lying.
Duck and jab. Duck and jab.
And as I lose more weight now that Bill, I know how popular these pictures are, you're gonna get them more. I might even make a website and another.
Don't make me. Don't make me.
Well, you do it for work too.
Before you got on here, Malia, he's like, I wonder if she's in Michigan. Get on and see where she's at. She's probably posted something. And I'm like,
I said, look for the last place she ate.
Last place she ate was IHOP's 2 days ago. She's slacking.
I know. It's funny because if I don't post something for a day or so, I usually get someone message. I've had a couple people message me in the last couple of days. Are you okay?
Oh, you wait.
Because I haven't
posted. If you don't put something on there, I'm going to go, so what the hell was for breakfast today? Come on.
Some people might be like clinging to that. You know.
Hey, Bill. Don't make me post the beach picture.
Oh, God.
The beach picture.
Bill sent me a picture of him at the beach 2 years ago, 3 years
ago. Oh, I remember that picture. I got it.
That was about 6 years ago now. But
it ain't been that long. It was right when we started the podcast.
It reminded me of that commercial they used to have like on the back of the cartoon comic page where the skinny guy got big guy, muscle guy comes and kicks sand in his face. He's like, I'm going to work out. And he's big. He comes walking up to him, you know.
For perspective, I was 324 pounds in that picture. I'm 282 now. So,
and it's still full of shit.
You just took a healthy dump, saw you done.
That was a wake-up call because, yeah, I look like a beach whale standing up in flip-flops.
The only thing missing from him and them strippers down there in Cocoa Beach was the harpoon marks.
Speaking of that, Dave, you never commented on my thing I put on the Three Fat Truckers. Everybody
what
else
thing?
Did. The picture of the fat trucker on the pole, and it says, will work for bologna sandwich. I said, Dave's at it again.
I didn't see it. Reminded me of
old Boom Boom. Old Tom Reef commented. He's like, yeah.
Old Boom Boom.
I thought sure Malia would say something.
I knew we were going to do this election one, but I come across some old truck songs that I forgot about, and we talked about when we did the truck songs.
Yeah.
And it was the one where the guy's talking on the CB, and he said, I'm 10-4, I'm driving down the road. Yeah, buddy, this is flash lightning behind you. Just come on, bring it up here. I'll be your front door. And then he gets up there, and it's a cop, and he says, yeah, I've got 9 trucks this week thinking you guys are all running 40 mile an hour. You're going to be sitting in jail for – you remember
that? Yep, I remember that one.
Yeah, I haven't heard it for years. I caught it this week. It was on one of the goofy shows I listen to, and – I'm like, God, I forgot all about that stupid song.
Wow.
I forget his name. I have to think about it.
Good luck. That's 40 minutes, guys.
That's 40 minutes.
So
that's
40 minutes. Real quick, one at a time here. Malia, are you happy with the outcome of the election? Yes or no?
Yes.
Bill, yes or no?
I'm
satisfied. That said yes or no. I didn't want no fucking details.
I'm happy now. Yeah.
What a freaking weenie.
Get on, girl. Get on.
I'm sorry.
You can't say yes or no.
I said wiener.
Well, there's a disclaimer. And
it's like, sorry, Dave, I called you that.
Yes. Huh?
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Now, time will tell when he gets in, actually gets sworn in and everything.
He's only got 4 years.
What kind of big changes we're going to get? Because the last time he got in there, it was wham, bam, boom, boom, boom. The first 6 months.
They tried from the first out trying to get him out. Yeah.
Well, this time he's going to be able to get his own people put in place. Last time he kind of had to bow to
the
Republican establishment and, you know, had to put the people in place.
I did hear something today that he's going to do. He's going after what's the bad guys in Mexico keeps shipping the people?
Cartels.
And they're taking all their money. They found their money, and they're giving it all to the people that have been hurt or been people that has been murdered or hurt. And so they're automatically, that's one of the first things he's going to do. He said that something about that today. So I don't know all the details on it, but.
The one thing I heard going around, and I don't know if it's true, just typical internet bullshit. What do you think about somebody was saying after you turn 65, you shouldn't have to pay any more taxes? You've already paid your taxes.
Well, we never paid our taxes on Social Security before until Bill Clinton came to office, and then he started it. And Trump said on the campaign trail, all Social Security will not be taxed again. That's one of the things. And he will not tax overtime. And he's getting rid of all the tips being taxed. If you're getting a tip, you don't pay tax on the tip. On overtime, any overtime will be tax-free. And everybody that made 65, or everybody that's on Medicaid, basically, or Medicare. No, Social Security.
If he's able to pull off half of this,
those three,
he's going to make a real difference in people's lives.
That does. Because those are the people that need it.
Yes.
You know, because I know.
We've been.
That's going to be you and me for you now, me in about 10 years.
No, I got another 2 years.
You know, the middle class has kind of taken it in the hind end for everybody else for a very long time now. And, you know, enough.
Malia, that's
enough.
You in 25 years.
Yeah.
Shit, that's me in 30 years.
In 1 year, in 10 and a half months, I can collect my full Social Security and work. I can collect Social Security now.
Truckers.
but I can collect my full Social Security and still work with no limits. If I take it now, I can only work, I can only make $25,000.
So what are you going to buy with your $200 a month?
It's not funny, man.
By the time me and you get there, Bill, it's going to be that. What'd you buy? What'd you buy?
Oh, he bought a
steak.
I'm buying steak. I'm doing recording. I'm working on the new studio. So,
all right. Well, we got to get out of here, kids. get a hold of us. Let us know what you think. As usual, we always enjoy Facebook. You can comment directly.
We get stuff on TikTok. I get stuff on TikTok too. I know I don't tell you,
Dave makes a lot of TikTok videos.
TikTok's the same thing with Instagram. Instagram, TikTok's an X. People are actually making remarks and stuff. So
I guess we are on all the socials. I'm just not. So nobody else.
Bill is our social queen. Not
there. You go.
For technology, not on technology.
You guys suck.
Daggum technology.
I'll say something. He goes, I'm not on there. I don't know.
Yep. So,
well, I was surprised you even got that messenger little ditty I sent you.
Well, it lit up, and then I know in the back of my head, they think I never look at anything. So,
we know.
He does get on TikTok because he does make TikToks occasionally.
I will.
I have not looked at TikTok for 4 months, dude.
Yeah, and I don't even have it on my phone no more. Got me into TikTok, and
because
then you're just.
It'll take over your life, dude.
Well, the first thing you got to do is turn the notifications off of everything.
Yeah.
Oh, I do. None of them I on. Do.
Yeah.
I do.
You can't have that on at all.
That
doesn't even work. Anyway.
I don't even know when Malia goes out to eat for breakfast.
That's because you unfollowed her. Anyway.
Shut up, Bill.
He's like, already seen.
All right, kids. Let's get out of here. We'll
I'm gonna
be
start
back.
Posting pictures of you in your bikini, Bill. Every time she puts something to eat on.
Oh, yeah. I'll beat you to it. I got the bit in my mouth now. We'll see you in a week, folks. Until then, I've been Bill.
And still your buddy Dave back from four wheeling.
And Malia.
That didn't get to go.
And Steve was on time. Thanks for coming by.
Didn't invite me.
Have a great week.
See you, folks.
Bye.
Save big on your Thanksgiving feast, all in the Kroger app. Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Then get a juicy frozen grade A Kroger turkey for 49 cents a pound, limit one with a $25 additional purchase with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
How do you feel when you switch to GEICO and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with GEICO feels just like that. Get more with GEICO.